I'd like to read an old love poem from the book and a very new one after that. Old one is called His Body. He doesn't like it, of course. Others who don't wear it but see it do. He's pale like a big desert, but you can find flowers. No, not entirely pale. Between shin and ankle, the twin sun marks. And where his shirt, now draped from a chair back, was, he contrasts with dark hands and neck, face, like a rained-on street where a car has just been driven away. Don't picture a beer paunch. And he is a smooth animal, or soft, where he isn't smooth, down to his toad skin, testicles. He lies prone on clean bed sheets. There is a single light in the room. Now run your hand down his back. It's small and up the hips and over. There's sheens like that on blue metal music boxes made to hold powder. But the rest of him is sprouted with black down-going hair. His whiskers in so many foxholes, eager to out. Are they in any order? Age has so far remained locked inside. I'm not a doctor, and glad not to have a doctor's viewpoint. I'm glad I haven't the petite, overwhelmed sight of an antibody. And yet I'm not just anybody perusing his body. I have a reason to like it better than I like other bodies. Someone else can praise those, each lonely and earthly, wanting to be celestial.